Welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
My name is Rob F. Switch.
And this is the video game music podcast featuring only third and fourth generation video game music. This is episode 251. And it's another episode that's just me and Rob now. Original style. So
original flavor.
Original flavor right here. Just kind of getting my levels in my ear correctly. In my both my ears, actually.
I can't even see what kind of headphones you're wearing. It's just wearing some new school stuff.
Sort of, but I actually don't like wearing these. I just because I don't like having things in my ears, you know. But
yeah, what are those? Are those wireless?
No, they're not wireless. I just, you wear them, the cords are behind me. I left the cords behind me.
It's kind of new school what you're doing here. Interesting. I didn't think you were going to be that way, but you're a new school boy now.
Well, I have worn these before. This isn't the first time I've worn these.
Yeah, but that's just, listen, it's, this is the new world, and that's, this is the beginning. I know you pride yourself on being old school, but you're a new school boy.
I actually normally I would wear, you know, headphones. Mm-hmm. I would normally do that, but I'm trying this out today. Even though I have tried it out in the past, and it's not comfortable to me, and I probably won't do this again.
Okay. Really, I feel like I'm watching a TikTok video right now, watching one of these young kids do a TikTok.
Oh, really? So let's, we have some top of the show business, I guess, as usual, right?
Yeah, lay it on me.
Okay. For one thing, the Mana Tree, otherwise known as Jess Heichel, he's doing the mixtapes now, and it's just him now doing the mixtapes. So it's just only him doing the mixtapes, and, it seems as though we had another person, but seems like she maybe got busy. And so, yeah, it's just Jess Heichel doing it. And we're now putting out YouTube video versions of the mixtapes. So all the ones starting from episode one and on, we're going to be, you know, those are coming out every, I don't know, Friday or something like that. And so that's cool because it has the box art for each game. So you can, if you were into that, or if you just, it's easier for you to make YouTube playlists and stuff, you can do that now. And it's all at youtube.com/LegacyMusicHour. And also it's cool. You can see the box art and stuff. You know? Okay, so that's one thing. And also on our Patreon account, which is patreon.com/LegacyMusicHour. There's a new series that I started kind of with Gabe, and it's called Shelving. And I think there's one episode. Oh, there's supposed to be one that comes out today, actually. And it's every Saturday for the next, I don't know, I think that for the next 6 weeks or something like that, at least that, or maybe there'll be more. But every Saturday we have this series called Shelving, where I'm basically going through every single game that I own, kind of databasing it and also putting it in a shelf. So I'm trying to shelve all of my stuff. And so figuring out that puzzle and just going through all the different games and stuff, that's what that's about. So Shelving, that's the new series on as a Patreon exclusive. And it's video. It's a video series. Okay, and that's about all I have to say, I think. I mean, there's other stuff on Patreon as well, you know. Sometimes we do game reviews, and sometimes Rob has some archived Twitch streams where he does flight simulators on there. And
I'm nailing the landings now, thank you very much. So Patreon subscribers are landing safely now on LMH Airways.
Okay, well, anyway, so should we just get into the music?
Let's get into it.
So I'm going to start things off with a track that I just discovered, and it's really good. I mean, I'm kind of addicted to this track. I keep listening to it. And it's from a soundtrack that I thought I was fully familiar with. It's from it's from Chojiku Yosai Macross Scrambled Valkyrie for the Super Famicom, which is a game that I have and I've played through and beat, and I thought I knew all the tracks. Little did I know, there were some unused tracks that were on the soundtrack, and I never listened to them for some reason until just a few days ago. And one of these unused tracks I really, really like. And I don't know. I wonder if you'll like it as much as I do, but it's just a couple days ago I discovered this, and I thought, and I had other tracks lined up for today, and I thought I'm bumping this up to the top of the list here because I like this track a lot. Composer on this is Noboru Yamane. And this is unused track number one, or unused one, we'll call it. And again, this is from Macross Scrambled Valkyrie for the Super Famicom. This is a really good track. This is one part in particular that gets really good. So here it is. This is music from Chojiku Yosai Macross Scrambled Valkyrie for the Super Famicom, music by Noboru Yamane. And this is Unused One, and this track is just so good, I think. I love the part that where it, well, this, anyway, this one part is so good. This part coming up right here. This part's so good right here, I think. And I like how when the orchestra hit sounds come in. They're kind of like low register backing orchestra hits, and it kind of just adds another dimension to the track, to that part. That part's so good, I think.
I love me some orchestra hitting.
Uh-huh. And this part's cool too.
I
That's some more orchestra hitting right there. Anyway, that's a really cool track, and that got stuck in my head. Not just stuck in my head, but it made me want to just hear it. I just wanted to keep hearing. I had it on repeat just over and over again, you know? This part especially, that one part, you know, where it goes, you know, like it's hard to hum it when this other part of the track is playing. We'll just hear that part one more time. This part's so good. That is good right there. That's so good. That is so good. That is truly good right there. Really good track. I'm kind of liking that track. That might be some top 10 material right there.
Top 10. Wow.
That could be some top 10 material right there. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to move on to some Game Boy action. Heard of it?
Yeah, okay. Well, I have heard of it. I don't know much else about it, I think. Yeah.
This is from a game called 4-in-1 Fun Pack.
Uh-huh, yeah. It's just some little mini games kind of a thing. Or just they're kind of classic style games, isn't it, or something?
Oh, you get the four. This is a fun pack, Brent. You got to understand that. You get the checkers. You get the backgammon. You get the chess. And then you get the Othello. A little Shakespeare for you.
Uh-huh.
That is a pack of fun if I've ever heard of one, please.
Uh-huh. Fun pack.
Right. So it's all four of those games into one game. That's what this game is.
Uh-huh.
So you think you're playing chess, but they can jump each other.
I see.
Yes. And then backstab each other. Very Othello, Shakespearean style.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yes. Background music is what I'll be playing. First background music.
Okay.
4-in-1 Fun Pack. You ready for some fun?
I think for. I'm ready.
Are you
for
ready
some,
for some fun?
I'm ready for four times the fun in one.
See that snap? It's like a snap, but snap four.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's a video exclusive right there. Thank you.
4-in-1 fun pack for the Game Boy.
Yeah.
You know what was written on the back of that game?
What?
Shoot, I had it up, but I restarted. But something along the lines of, why paper one game when you can have four?
Did it say that?
Yeah.
Why pay for one game?
Yeah, when you can get four.
And the four games are chess, checkers, backgammon, what else?
Othello.
Okay, backgammon and Othello?
Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite one game when you can get four.
Saves money. You want to save money or not?
It's just funny because the games are not even, but they're just, you know, generic games, you know? It's just funny, you know, why get one, you know, special game when you can get four generic games?
Brent, ask me like you're a kid and you want Super Mario Brothers 3, like it's 1989. Mm.
Okay. Dad?
Yes.
Oh. Is my dad Michael Jackson or something? Or?
You just have a high voice.
Daddy Michael? Father Michael? Can I get Super Mario Brothers 3?
Oh, Brent, I've got something better for you. You wanted one game. I got you four.
Your voice got deeper, too. You go, oh, I got something better for you, Brent. You wanted one game? I got you four. You wanted one game? I got you four. Welcome to four.
And that is how you parent properly.
Four.
I gotta fan myself.
You got a four fan right there. Okay, next up we're gonna move on to the PC Engine. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is a game called Koryun, which is a game that is on the PC Engine. And the music is by Hisashi Matsushita and Daisuke Morishima. And we're going to hear 5-minute score attack. It's one of the modes you can play in the game. It's just a score attack mode. And you go for 5 minutes, and this is the track that plays during that. And Koryun it is for the PC Engine. This is music from Koryun for the PC Engine. This is music by Hisashi Matsushita and Daisuke Morishima. 5-minute score attack.
Mm.
Listen to the drums. Some nice fills in there. Yeah, there's some nice fills in there with the drums. They're kind of complementing this track really nicely here, the drums. It kind of sounds like a track from Last Bible 3.
Up next, I have got ATP Tour Championship Tennis.
Hmm. Fabulous. This is Menu. A good... Yeah. It's a good soundtrack.
Menu. Oh, you see, I said ATP Tour, and my cat said, let's go. See that?
Yeah.
Cat thought about it.
Cat likes that, huh?
Want some of that ATP here. ATP Tour. ATP Tour Championship Tennis. Menu 2.
So many tracks have been played.
This is good game. Menu music.
Well, all the tracks in this game, I mean, they're all good.
Bangers. All bangers.
Of course, other menu tracks have been played already.
Oh, this one is perfect for my second track. You know why?
Because it's Menu 2.
Because it's menu music. So ask me what I'll be having today.
Okay. Rob, what will you be having today?
Hmm. What are the checkers like today?
The checkers are fresh. We just got them in, you know, this morning, and they're very, very ripe, and they're pretty awesome, actually.
I do like checkers, but then I also saw the chess on that menu. Mm.
You can do a 2-in-1 combo if you want.
2-in-1?
Well, yeah. Might I also suggest that we also have some very nice Othello and some... some pretty tasty backgammon. You could do a 4-in-1 as well. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
You're telling me I could get all 4?
In one, yeah. As a combo. Kind of a flight. It's a sampler platter.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Put me down.
It's a lot of fun. You're trying to cut the music? Wait, hold on. Do it again. Do it again, actually. Go. Just like that, huh?
Yeah.
We usually fade them out, but that was just a quick cut right there.
Just, that's see what good. I cut it? You see what I cut it with?
Yeah, you cut it. Oh, with a 4. Yeah. Cut with a four fan. Next up, we're going to hear from a Super Nintendo game here. And this one is called Lufia 2. You know Lufia 2, right?
Lufia 2. Tell me. Remind me.
What do you mean, remind you? You don't know about Lufia 2, Rise of the Sinistrals?
Lufia 2. Rise of the Sinistrals. Yes, Super Nintendo.
Yeah. Also, I mean, you know, we've heard this game. We go back with this game. You know, this game goes back. But by the way, do you know how you clean the cartridge for Lufia 2 and Lufia 1 as well? You know how you clean the cartridge?
How do you do that?
You got to use a Lufia sponge. You know?
Oh, I like it.
Anyway, this is we're going to hear this. Okay, first of all, the composer is Yasunori Shiono, and we're going to hear Final Battle. Okay, Final Battle. Now, this is a track that, if you remember back when we did that Legacy Music Hour event in San Francisco at the Hemlock Tavern, do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the VGM karaoke contest? And Brett Watanabe performed. He had lyrics to this, and he performed it. And there's a clip of it on their YouTube channel. And this is the track, and it's never been played on the show before. I thought we would play it, you know, an unadulterated version of the track. Finally, a version of this track. So here it is.
Excellent.
Here it is. Wow. So here it is. Final Battle from Lufia 2. Final Battle from Lufia 2, Rise of the Sinistrals. And this is music by Yasunori Shiono.
Beautiful.
Okay, kind of a passionate track here. You know, emotional track here. It almost sounds like Rise of the Sinistrals. You know, it almost sounds like it fits. This sounds like it should have lyrics. You know what I mean?
Oh, 100%.
I like this. That sound there, that kind of trumpet sound or whatever. I wouldn't call it a trumpet, though. What would you call this? Well, some kind of trumpet. It's a trumpet of sorts, you know?
It's a little trumpet.
Yeah, this is kind of a powerful track, no?
Wow. Love this part. So good.
But what about the chorus? Do you like the chorus a lot? This part.
Yeah, the chorus is good.
Right here. This coming up right here. Dun, 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 dun. You know?
Okay. You know what? I think I'm gonna go Battle Mania Daijinju.
Okay.
I'm gonna bring out this track here I've been wanting to play. It's called Tell Me Why. Tell Me Why.
Tell me why you haven't gotten your own internet yet. Tell me why.
Tell me why this free signal is suddenly so unreliable.
It actually something kind of clicked or something, and it's been a lot better than it was, you know, recently.
Hmm.
Tell me why. Oh, you know what happened?
You know what it is? I think it's my cat is like an antenna, and when she sits up on the top of the chair,
she's conducting the signal.
Exactly. So, tell me why Battle Mania Daijinju for the Mega Drive. Tell me why. Battle Mania Daijinju. You know what this reminds me of right here?
What?
This has got that element of 2000s horror movie ending.
Okay.
Do you remember horror movies from the 2000s?
No. That was like, that was after my time.
Like disturbing behavior, The Faculty.
Oh, The Faculty.
You know, these with a bunch of pretty looking actors, but it's a horror movie. It's got 2000s era music in it. Do you know that era of film?
I mean, not exactly, but this sounds kind of 80s to me, though. But yeah,
80s. Okay, yeah, it's the end of the movie where everything is all right, but it's not all right. You know. And then the guy that's supposed to be dead, he's still alive, and he's going to go out and kill more people, and just looks at the camera. Just goes.
Four.
And then turn up the music. That's it.
Did you see how I walked away?
Yeah,
but you didn't even have to tell me to turn the music. I already was doing it before you. I knew that that's how you wanted it. You know, you go like this, and then I knew it.
Did you see how I walked away?
Well, I didn't know you were walking away. I thought you were just, I don't know what you were doing. You were looking around and bouncing and looking around or something.
Well, it was like, it's kind of like a Muppet walking away, I guess.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
That's the new thing.
I know. Four. I know. Four. Four.
I love it.
That's the new thing right there. Four. You know, you just do that even when you're out and about, you know. Oh, what's up, dude? Four. What's funny, the cat kind of grabbed to it.
Yeah, she kind of just gave me a high four.
High four.
I think because don't paws have only four digits?
No, cartoon ones do, I think.
One, two. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Actually, how many do they have, actually?
I don't know.
All right, I'm going to move on to a Nintendo game, Nintendo Entertainment System, okay?
Yeah.
This is Flying Warriors. Flying Warriors. Music by Akinori Sawa, and this is called Peaceful Village, okay?
Ooh.
Peaceful Village, because, well, you know, everybody can use a little bit of peace in their village, right?
Oh, I love it. I want peace in my village.
Yeah, you do? Okay, well, here it is, Flying Warriors. Peaceful Village from Flying Warriors, composer Akinori Sawa. And this is a very nice, you know, minimal track in a way. I mean, just you get two voices and yet it really has a nice, arc to it, you know.
Mm.
And almost kind of jazzy too. I mean, you've just got a very simple instrumentation here, but a dynamic composition still.
Like that.
Kind of jazzy though, too, huh?
A little bit.
Good track, good composer. Good soundtrack altogether, actually. There's a lot of good tracks in this.
Okay. What are you doing?
I was trying to tie the wires back better. Go on.
So it looks like you were fixing your ponytail.
Right.
Like you're French braiding your rat tail.
Right.
Sega Master System is what I want to play. Buggy Run.
Buggy Run, yeah.
And I want the ending.
Okay. One ending coming right up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get the ending ready right out to you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a lot of fun. We'll be right back.
Well, we'll Sega at the end. Sega. But only the end of it. Gah.
Right. Just go at the end, yeah.
Yeah. Buggy Run.
It's cool. It's a cool track, yeah.
This has got Rob F. Switch written all over it.
Really? I wouldn't have thought that.
Oh, it's the way it starts.
Yeah, cool. It's a cool track. I know you're kind of saying to that you can go, but I think might as well hear this whole thing again, right? So we can hear the end again and stuff, you know?
That's a good idea there, partner.
That's funny. Well, speaking of Sega, you know, this is a very diverse episode in the sense that we've heard PC Engine and Super Famicom, Super Nintendo, Nintendo, Sega Master. We're hearing from all the systems on this episode. And I have here a Sega Genesis track lined up here.
Almost.
Now, did you know, Rob? Did you know that there was a Mega Man game for Genesis?
I did not. If I did, I completely forgot about it. But this is breaking news to me.
Well, a lot of people know this, but maybe you didn't. Maybe you forgot. But there is a Genesis game, and it hasn't been ever been played on the show before. This Genesis game, you know. But it's called the Wily Wars. Okay.
I think I have played this. The game.
Oh, yeah?
I think I have played it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, yeah. Maybe you should have, maybe, because you've played it before? You've actually played this before?
I think I've actually played the game.
Where did you play it?
Coming up as a youngin.
Really? Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Well, this is the Wily Wars, and now what this game is it's a remake of Mega Man 1, 2, and 3, and then there's some added stuff. And so the tracks that you know, it's just sort of Genesis versions of the Nintendo tracks from 1, 2, and 3, but then also there's this new stuff in the game. When you go to it's like a Wily Tower. Okay, so I haven't played the game, but I think it's something like, yeah. I mean, if you play the Wily Tower, then you can play. Then yeah, that's what this is Wily Tower part of this. Okay, and then so we're gonna hear Wily Tower Stage 1, and this is music by Kunio Yamashita. Okay, a Legacy Music Hour alumni, kind of, or whatever you want to call it, and Wily Tower Stage 1 from the Wily Tower portion of Mega Man the Wily Wars. Mega Man, The Wily Wars, Wily Tower, Stage 1. Kenio Yamashita, composer. This has kind of a Latin feel to it a little bit, huh?
I can hear it, for sure.
The intro doesn't repeat, so let's check that out again. That's good.
Okay. Pinball Deluxe, let's go. Pinball Deluxe, Game Boy. Game Boy. And what I've got here is the opening credits and title track. It's listed as jingle number 25.
Okay. I'll give it a shot here. Jingle 25, huh?
Jingle. My money don't jingle.
Let's see here. I guess Olaf Gustafsson composed the original Amiga games music. And Pinball Deluxe is a compilation of Pinball Dreams and Pinball Fantasies. So, okay. What's your deepest
pinball fantasy?
What's your deepest, darkest pinball fantasy? Call now. Pinballs are waiting live. Pinballs are waiting to talk to you. What is your deepest pinball fantasy? Talk now. Chat now with a live pinball.
Chat with a live pinball.
Pinballs are standing by. Some pinballs are waiting to be flipped. Whatever, I don't know. We'll be right back.
Call Deluxe. Opening credits and title music. That's a long intro, right?
It's a 3 minute and 15 second track. But I gotta say, I gotta be honest with you. This is a pretty cool track. I think it's in, I mean, not only cool, it's interesting. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's got interesting sounds and things going on.
Hit me with that intro one more time.
It just almost sounds like it's playing a game or something, you know? You know what I mean? It's in the middle of playing the game, you know? It's a really interesting track, and I like it. It's cool. I like this track, yeah. It's cool. This is a cool track. Interesting. Next phase. It almost kind of, in some ways, reminds me a little bit of Tim Fallon, a little bit.
Okay.
Next phase. Kind of. No, not really, actually. Still the same phase. This is cool right here, yeah. That's cool. That's a cool. Yeah. That's cool.
Huh. That's a cool. I like how you said that. That's cool.
That's a cool.
It is a cool.
Okay. Now how's about we go back to the Nintendo Entertainment System again? And we got a game here called Twin Cobra. Which we have heard from before. Twin Cobra for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Music composed by Tatsuya Uemura and Masahiro Yuge. They composed the arcade soundtrack, and then it was arranged for the Nintendo by Takahiko Nagaya. And we're going to hear the track called Our Life. Stage 5 and 10. Our life. From Twin Cobra. Do you think that's the two cobras that are is they're talking about their life, or is it more just about our life as a just a whole, you know, as a as overall the world, our life? Well, you think you can decide for yourself after listening to the track. Twin Cobra for the Nintendo Entertainment System.
The world. That's the worldview. Yeah,
oh, say that again. You were out for a while. Wait, what'd you say? Your internet became bad again, by the way.
I really like to think again. Of it as the worldview.
Ah, worldview. Okay, yeah. Yeah, worldview. Yeah. It's kind of, yeah, it's the humanity's life, our life. All of, yeah. So here it is, Twin Cobra. Yeah. By the way, there's a part in this track that sounds like some 80s song. You're going to recognize it. It goes, dun, 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 dun. You can recognize it. Okay, listen for the 80s part of this. Some kind of Pat Benatar or something like that. It's not Pat Benatar. I don't know. You'll see. Twin Cobra for the Nintendo, and this is music by Tatsuya Uemura and Masahiro Yuge, adapted for the Nintendo by Takehiko Nagaya, and this is Our Life, Stage 5 and 10. What does that sound like? Doesn't that sound like some 80s song? What is it? You know what I'm talking about? Not this part.
Which
the part?
That
goes, the part that goes... You'll hear it. I'll play it. I mean, I'll point it out. Coming up right here. Right here. This part right here. You know that part? This part? No. Okay. You know what I'm talking about?
Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun.
A little bit.
What is that? That's something, you know? It's an a classic 80s song, you know? Here, it's coming up again. Coming up right here. Listen right here. Right here, listen.
Time After Time, City Lover.
Yeah, Time After Time, that's what it is, right? Time After Time, right? Yeah, you got it, yeah. Time After Time, that's what it is, yes. Time After Time, you got it, yeah. Cyndi Lauper. Your internet looks like it's from the 2000s. You know, you
coming
look like
up
a two-
for you.
Your video quality. I mean, it's funny because there's such a delay right now for you. But what's interesting is that the video quality. It reminds me of YouTube videos from the 2000s. You know, from the mid 2000s. It's really a blast.
Is there even a delay right now?
I mean. I don't know. It's you were reacting to me with a delay, so maybe I think that. Here, try to count. I'm gonna go 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you finish it by saying 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9
Not bad, not bad. Okay, maybe you caught up. Actually, maybe you're, it got better.
Do you know why I got... she's gone. Why I got better.
Right, 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 yeah.
Well, listen, I'm going to end my set with a user suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
James Edward Smith wrote to us, took the time out of his day to write us an email. Crisis Force, Stage 3. You kind of look right there like a news anchor who's just getting breaking news. ladies and gentlemen, I'm just getting word that James Edward Smith has made a suggestion. I'm hearing that it's Stage 3 from Crisis Force. We've got someone on the scene. We've got our man, Rob F. Switch, reporting live. Rob, go ahead and tell us what's happening. What does it look like? What are you seeing? That's what I got when you put your finger in your ear.
I know. You know what it is? I hate using these kind of earphones because they're so... I hate having stuff in my ear. It's so irritating. And they kind of come out and I need to push them back in. And
irritating. It's irritating.
It's irritating, yeah. It's irritating, exactly, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Crisis Force. Crisis 4.
Oh, Crisis Force.
Oh, my God. Oh, Crisis Force.
Actually, this is what you were doing was fours. You know, Crisis Fours. See, there's two of them. Fours. Crisis Fours.
Yeah.
Two fours. See, two fours?
Crisis Fours.
Crisis Fours.
Fours.
Crisis.
But this is crazy the way this episode is played out. This is crazy. Crisis Force, Stage 3, Nintendo Entertainment System.
By the way, did you say something before Stage 3?
I said Crisis Force, Stage 3, Nintendo Entertainment System.
Oh, okay. All I heard was Stage 3. Yeah, man, this is good, and, you know, it's... I mean, all the tracks on this game are good. I mean, this has got a great soundtrack, and composers on this are Kenichi Matsubara, Yasuhiko Mano, and Jun Shuma. Okay? And it's definitely just got that kind of proggy kind of Konami sound. Love this sound. Really good. This just in. Okay, so for a full track listing, you can go to legacymusichour.com. We're hearing that we can go to legacymusichour.com, and you can also you can comment there. You can also contact Legacy Music Hour at legacymusichour@gmail.com. And I think that we have Rob Martinez, or sorry, Rob S. Switch, we have you out on the field. Was there a way that people can call the Legacy Music Hour? Were you hearing any reports of that?
Yes. If anyone needs to get a hold of the boys, the authorities are telling me you can call 281-SONIC-91. So that is, the authorities are saying call 281-SONIC-91 if you need to get a hold of the boys.
Okay, wow. Thank you so much, Rob, for reporting on that. You can also go to Apple Music and you can rate and review the show if you liked it. If you didn't like it, then don't do that. We're hearing. We're also hearing that you can go to legacymusichour.com to access the Legacy Music Hour Discord if you want to hang out there and chat with other people about video game music and other things. And you can also go there to get the Legacy Music Hour t-shirt, which is rated R and unrated. There's two versions of it. You'll see what we mean by that if you go there and check it out. And also, once again, check out the Patreon, patreon.com/legacymusichour. Thank you to Gabe Castro, who edits this. It would be editing this episode. And every week now, aside from the first Wednesday of the month, which is when the regular episode comes out, aside from that, every Wednesday beside that, a new mixtape will be coming out. And that is thanks to Jess Heichel. So thank you to... just this breaking news: Rob F. Switch is looking for internet. We just heard word that Rob is looking for internet. If anyone has seen his internet, please call 281-SONIC-91. I mean, by the way, Rob, you don't need to type this because I think you're coming in okay right now. Okay, the internet is, we're getting report that it is, the internet is 5'1", 345 pounds, and that's all we have so far. So if you do see anything, let us know. What else? Yeah, I think that's about it. I'm trying to think if there's anything else here, but no. Okay, so yeah. Oh, okay, I got it. More on the internet. We are getting reports that the internet has a flat top mullet and is very unstable. Approach with caution. I can hear you, by the way, Rob, so you don't need it.
Okay. Well, I sent that chat maybe 20 seconds ago.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, there's a lag.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, there's big time lag.
Okay. Well, listen, it's been it's one of those episodes where just a bit of a mess, I guess, but hopefully you don't hold it against us too much. Well, we'll see. Next month, I think Rob's going to probably have found his internet, and it might be a beautiful relationship.
I'll get internet. Say less.
Say less. Say less. That's funny. Instead of say no more, say less. You can still say some stuff, but just less.
Hey, say less shoe source.
I was thinking the same thing. Say less shoes. Okay. Check and also check out the YouTube channel, youtube.com/LegacyMusicHour. Okay. To close, we're going to hear from a Super Famicom game called Nage Libre Seijaku no Suishin. And this is a kind of a card game, role-playing game. And the music is by Yusuke Takahama and Michihiko Shichi. And we're going to hear Scenario 1 to close out with. And that's about it. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
That was the lag right there. It was probably a 20-second lag. No, it wasn't 20 seconds, but it was definitely probably longer than... Was it 5 seconds? I don't know. But the name of the program is The Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.